that's your girl, admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh, G-E-F, that's right, we dip. We definite, B-E-P, we reppin' it, so.
And we are live on Blog Talk Radio for Georgia State Panther Zone. I'm Jeremy, the Impact York. Hope you guys are all doing well. Lots of fun things we get to talk about. That game on Saturday, of course. I'm going to tell you how to win a bye week as well. But I'm going to do something I usually don't do a lot. I'm going to kind of bring it down a notch to start with because, it's something sitting on me, and I want to say something about it. So I'm going to. A couple weeks back, me and my wife found this little kitten that was hanging out near her parents' house. And, you could tell it wasn't exactly 100% well. So, my wife was able to get the cat inside, been taking care of it for a little while. I was playing with the cat and it was just kind of hanging out, sleeping in my arms last night. Well, took it to the vet earlier because one of my wife's sisters works at a vet office. And cat didn't make it. Unfortunately, cat's name was Gray. He's a cool little cat. If you look at my Facebook profile, somewhere on my page, I'm sure you'll see a picture of it somewhere. It was a cool little cat. I'm glad it's not in pain. Apparently, it had a lot of, it was having a couple issues and some infections that were just not something that the cat could overcome. So, shout out to you, Gray. You're a pretty cool little cat. Glad we could hopefully make you a little more comfortable for a couple weeks and show you that there are people out there that give a crap. And, we'll see you again one day. But, like I said, usually I don't start shows that way. I usually don't try to start or really put anything real down in the show like that. I try to keep everything up and up. But, it's just something that's kind of been on me for just the few hours since I found out that it ultimately didn't make it. But, it is what it is. Shout out to my amazing wife who, if anybody on earth was going to care and show this cat that there were people out there like that, that it was definitely her. She's definitely an angel in herself. So, shout out to her. We're gonna move on into the show now. I just wanted to kind of say that real quick, and I hope that comes across the right way. And if it doesn't, hey, my show, get over it. But, like I said, I just wanted to say something about that. But on to brighter topics, because, we can't go the whole show that way, can we? I guess we could, once again, my show. But, I do want to talk about, I got some amazing Coach Lupano quotes we're going to have, since we have 2 weeks, really, to prepare for this Idaho game. I'm going to do some Coach quotes from the press conference in this one, and maybe if we have a guest or maybe if we don't, we'll get some Connor Manning quotes, we'll get some more from Coach, we'll get, trust me, he gave us some great sound bites. Keith Rucker talks a little bit, just some other guys that were just fantastic. So without further ado, let's get right into some fun things that Coach Lupano said at the press conference, because it's going to help me break down this game.
Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam! What?
Yeah, that's exactly what Georgia State said to Georgia Southern. They said, if you guys don't think this is a rivalry and you think that, game one, 69-31, Georgia Southern, I believe, was close to what it was. Last year, obviously, 34-7. There was a lot of people coming in that said, not sure how this game's going to go. They're still a little ticked off about 34-7. They need to win out in order to make it bowl eligible year for them. A lot of things there. The coaching change for Georgia State. And I said right here last week, and I said it many times, I probably said it live from the dome floor. I hope you guys enjoyed that as well. And shout out to all the amazing people that helped me make that happen, because that was a lot of fun and a little sad as well. That could be the last time I stand on the dome floor and the last time a lot of people stand on the dome floor, ultimately. But, I forgot where I was even at. Where was that? Oh. A lot of a lot of Georgia Southern people were still like, yeah, we made this trip because this still isn't a rivalry. It's mainly fans. And I don't mind fans having whatever opinions or whatever beliefs they do, because that's what helps make sports great. I mean, you know, if the best team won every time, and if the best team won every time, we'd never watch. Part of the other reason we watch is the fans can help change the momentum of a game. And I'll have to say, Georgia Southern brought it. They were, I bet it was 60-40 Georgia State fans to Georgia Southern. And I never got the exact total, but that might be the most people I've seen at a Georgia State home game in the Dome. So shout out to the Georgia Southern people. They were fantastic. Sometimes they get a bad rep, but they were hospitable to us last year. In fact, they were fantastic. We were fantastic back to them this year, and they were fun to talk to. I talked to a lot of them before and after the game, even gave them the key to getting an Uber ride outside the stadium. Trust me, you got to kind of know. And if you guys do want to know that, just hit us up. But, you know, some quick stats here, because obviously we know that the Georgia State Panthers won the game 30-24. Now, there's a radio show out in Dallas, I got some friends out in there, Dallas, Texas, we're talking about, from 105.3 The Fan. And they like to do this nature battle, I'm not sure what exactly they call it, I forgot. But what they do is each matchup, they try to say what would really happen if the actual rendition of the mascot went against the actual rendition of the mascot. So, in this case, this is kind of what helped me with this game, that I really thought it was going to swing our direction. Obviously, a panther. We know about a panther. Most of them are black. Most of them are fast. They're powerful. They're all about just, you know, wreaking havoc on whatever is particularly threatening them. They're not hyper-aggressive, but they're aggressive when they need to be. Then you look at the other side, and eagles. Eagles are, now, I have to give a shout-out to Georgia Southern, because they had a live eagle on the sideline with them, and whew, you talk about a beautiful bird, especially if you love America. And I'm sure you do if you're listening to this show, but a live bald eagle. I think it was a bald eagle. Either way, it was an eagle, and that little dude was fantastic. Could have been a dude that I actually didn't check. But shout-out to them for having the live eagle, and he was something else. That was fantastic. Now, obviously, we don't need to have a live panther. We should just sponsor one at the zoo. Maybe I'll throw that out. But anyway, an eagle typically flies around, will swoop down for its prey. It tends to be one of the more respected animals in its beauty and the kinds of things that they stand for. It kind of parallels what we were going for when we made this country. So, you know, shout out to that. Now, obviously, a lot of people would say, well, the eagle could just fly around and then swoop down and just catch the panther until you kind of scratch him into mercy. While that's true, you got to think about this fight would happen in the Panthers world. If this thing happened in the air, Panthers can't fly. So, good chance the Eagles have a really good shot of winning that. But this happened on the ground, where the Panthers are. It happened in the Panthers' den, where they are known to be super predators. So, ultimately, as good a fight as it was, the Eagles put up a great fight. I mean, in all honesty, better than last year. But they came up 6 points short. And, you know, is what it is as far as that. Georgia State come out very early and attacked very early. And we will get into some of that in a minute. In the third, a little bit into the fourth, kind of faltered a little bit. Georgia Southern was able to make some strides and almost catch up. And then ultimately that defense, Operation Lockdown as I call them, just could not hold back the threat. Now, give you some of these numbers, because these numbers are pretty good. Now, one of these is not accurate, because it says we were 0-for-0 on fourth down conversions when we converted a 4th-and-4, even though it was by penalty. We converted a 4th-and-4 on the opening drive. And I actually asked Coach about that, and wait till you hear the answer on that. But Connor Manning, 21 for 39. It's a little better than his average, I believe. 318 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was sacked 1 time. You know the number I still like? Not 318, not even the 21 for 39, not even the 2 touchdowns. Like 0 interceptions. I'm pretty sure he hasn't thrown an interception in the last 3 games. I could be wrong. If it was, it was 1. But he has absolutely played so much better than he did earlier in the season. I don't know if it's confidence. I don't know if the injury altered the way he plays. Or I don't know if he just feels more comfortable. Either way, I like this Connor Manning. He had Glenn Smith, who was able to grab 37 on the ground. And he ended up with a touchdown on the opening drive. Kyler Neal, it was absolutely fantastic. And I spoke to Kyler a little bit on the way out of the building. He said he felt better. Good enough, obviously, to give it a go. He was happy to be back on the field. I was spectacularly impressed that Kyler was back on the field. That guy is hashtag warrior, and you'll hear Coach call all these guys warriors. But he was able to nab 29 yards as well on 11 carries. Well, that doesn't sound fantastic. It really was, because it wasn't just that, oh, well, he carried the ball 11 times and only had 29 yards. It's no. Where did those 29 yards come? Well, they came on a lot of third downs and a lot of second downs, and we needed yards to help convert, to help keep move the ball moving, move those chains. Same thing with Glenn Smith and DeMarcus Kirk and Trey Barnett, trying to get those guys going, you know. Georgia Southern got a pretty good run defense. One thing they had problems with, though, was our receiving corps, led by Keith Rucker, another guy who was just fantastic. We'll hear from Keith a little bit next week. I got some clips from the press conference. Keith is another fantastic guy that I've spoken to many times over the last couple of years. He had 8 catches, 145 yards, and showed the kind of leader that he really could be. He's very dinged up. The week off will definitely help him. But just shout out to him, 145 yards, 8 catches. You couldn't stop him. Of course, you also had Glenn Smith. Besides those 37 and touchdown on the ground, he had another touchdown. He had 7 catches for 65 yards. His development. Coach said, I don't know if we have that soundbite, but Coach said that he is the most unselfish person he has ever seen in his life, because he's a wide receiver. A lot of injuries happened to running back last year. He goes to Coach Sapano, now the head coach, but he goes then and says, hey, Coach, I think I should talk to Coach Miles about playing some running back. So they go and talk to Coach Miles. Coach Miles says, that sounds like a heck of an idea to me. Glenn's able to take over and help the running game last year. Then this year, he converts back to wide receiver because of some other injuries so that he could fill in there. What does he do? 7 catches, 65 yards, and another touchdown. Robert Davis, by far a guy we should see on Sundays, and if we don't, then the whole thing is a sham. But 4 catches, 76 yards, and a touchdown. Ari Wirtz had 2 big catches, including a highlight reel catch that was just unbelievable. But that's kind of the game of Ari Wirtz. He gives Odell Beckham Jr. a run as far as just the amazing craziness he can do. 32 total yards on that. At one point, Brandon Wright not only was punting, he was doing kickoffs, and he was doing field goals because he gets a little more air under the ball. He was able to get up over a lot of the defenders who were trying to block the kick and everything. Alonzo McGee had 10 big tackles. He actually had a tackle for loss as well. Chandon Sullivan, Bobby Baker, Shawnee Lawrence, they were all just tackle monsters. We're letting anybody pass them. We did give up a 100-yard rusher. Of course, it was the quarterback for them who ultimately got knocked out of the game, Kevin Ellison, but that guy could play. And it's very hard to contain him. We kept Matt Breida, who's one of their best running backs, to 56 yards. Backup quarterback Fabian Upshaw, he's kind of like their Aaron Winchester a little bit. He rushed for 54, and then Seth Schumann had 15. They just couldn't really get a whole lot going. Fabian Upshaw and Kevin Ellison were a combined 14 for 26. For 122 yards, and Fabian Upshaw was sacked once. Their leading receiver was Monte Crockett, who has 4 catches for 60 yards. As you can tell, we just completely held him under check. Completely held him under check. Now let's get to some of these clips, because some of these are really good. First one's a little bit on the long side, but it is Coach Stefano on being the head coach and his message to the team.
We were dealt a very tough situation for 18 to 22-year-olds on Sunday, and I think they got together and asked if I'd be interested in being the interim head coach here. Of course, I said yes, and the first thing I told them, I said, we're all interviewing for jobs right now. We started Monday interviewing. I said, we have two phases. We have Georgia Southern, which we took care of today. We have Idaho in 2 weeks. But I asked them not to feel sorry for themselves or the coaches or anybody else, but go out there and be a pro.
Exactly. He didn't know the head coach nod was going to be sent his way, but he gladly took it. And he told them, just go out there and be pros. Keep playing. Keep digging like you're doing. We're on a good path. And look what happens. You take it week by week. Let's see, what else we got here? Here's Coach Lupano on the mindset of the team coming in this week.
And I think they really believed that they were going to win the football game.
Let's hear that one more time.
And I think they really believed that they were going to win the football game.
Absolutely. This team never at any point thought, gosh, we might lose to Georgia Southern. No, they were going to go down fighting. Going down with the ship, there was no way we were going to let the Eagles come up here and do this, do in our house, in this temporary house, our house, what we did to them and theirs. So, you know, it is what it is. Also, we ask Coach Lupano about, you know, his overall view and overall mindset about this team.
These guys are warriors. These guys are warriors.
Exactly. These guys are warriors. They continue to battle. They don't give up. That's something Coach Miles used to preach all the time. You know, the whole John Cena never give up. It's been a mindset of mine for many years. I mean, I mentioned my wife already a couple times on other shows and this one earlier. But, I mean, even when we first started dating, in a conversation we had, I told her that it's always been my set to find a reason to fight and never stop fighting, never give up. Whether that's a person, whether that's a cause, there's many charitable things that I'm a part of. There's many things you guys fight for. You guys tell me all the time the kinds of things you fight for every time. Sometimes it's yourself or a family member who's going through a tough time. You still fight. You never stop fighting. And we're not talking about punching people in the face or, you know, legitimately going Conor McGregor at somebody. No, we're talking about just never giving up on life and always trying to get the best out of it. And you know, that just speaks volumes in not only this team, but the families of this team, the fans of this team, you guys. It's what's helped make this so much fun for me to cover this team over the last going on 2 full years now. I guess it would technically be 2 full years. This be the 24th game I covered. No, 25th, actually, if you count the bowl game. I don't know, forget the bowl game. Gosh, yep. Producer is yelling at me. Did I forget? I can't forget that. But, no, that's what life's about. Life's about, you know, giving a crap about other people, even if they act like they don't give a crap about you, and finding a reason to fight and just never stop fighting. Never stop fighting. I mean, the Georgia State Panthers football team. They lose their head coach last week. Then they find out their wide receiver coach is their new head coach. Did they give up? No. Did they keep fighting? Yeah. Because they're warriors. Just like Coach said. They are absolutely warriors. Right, Coach?
These guys are warriors.
Exactly. What's some of the other things we got here? We'll line them up. Oh, here's Coach on his game plan on the offense and the depth this team has.
We're going to be aggressive. Since I've been here, we throw the ball down the field. Our best players on offense are some guys outside that are playmakers. They have been for 3 years. We have a couple guys hurt that were really instrumental into this program that couldn't play. Some young kids have stepped up and made some made some huge strides. So we
once again, somebody gets, the guy in front of you gets hurt. Does everybody fold and just go, well, I don't know what we're going to do now? No, the next guy steps up, and he performs at the highest level, and he pulls his job. Do your job. It's not just a Bill Belichick thing. It's not just a Patriots thing. It's one of the greatest mantras. Just do your job. Just be you. Be you. Whether you're the third guy on the garbage truck, nothing wrong in that. There's actually a lot of money in garbage trucks and the garbage business. Sanitation is, hey, shout out to you guys, because it is freaking cold some mornings and you guys are out there picking up our trash. So appreciate that. Or you're the, heck, if you're the vice president of a company, if you sell shovels at the hardware store, it doesn't matter. Be the best you can be. And that's exactly what Coach Lupano picked up on. He believes the same thing. That's part of why he was brought in, because Coach Miles knew that Coach Lupano thinks the same way he does, and he pushes for the same things he does. Be the best you can be, and at the end of the day, be proud of your performance. And I don't see how they couldn't have been proud of this performance. And they absolutely were. Every coach, every player that we talked to, people up in the front offices of the organization, and all the way to, you know, all the way to the Dave Cohens and the Brandon Leakes. They're proud of this team. They're proud of their performance this year, no matter what happens against Idaho. I actually think we're going to give Idaho a pretty good run. We'll talk more about that next week. What's the last one? Oh, I asked Coach about the 4th-and-4 on the opening drive, and you can bet that his response is going to be a clip we use on probably every show I do from here on out. So without further ado, you'll hear me, and then you'll hear Coach's response on going forward on 4th-and-4 on the opening drive.
On your opening drive, it came down to the 4th-and-4 play, and then ultimately you were able to not only get the conversion but get the Glenn Smith touchdown. What kind of went into the thought process of going forward on 4th down that early?
I'm playing with house money. I wanted to be aggressive, and I promised our players that we were going to play downhill, get over our skis, and we were going to play to win.
I hope you guys are laughing, because we were in the whole room. That was one of the most classic lines I've ever heard, even at press conferences I haven't been in. If the people in San Antonio or the people in New England were to get a response like this, I think they'd fall out of the chair. But, no, it's absolutely true. Coach Lupano knows that whether he's the coach next year or not, doesn't have a whole lot to do probably with these two games. What has he got to lose by being super aggressive and going for things like that? But he also wanted to be aggressive and let Georgia Southern know, we're going to hit you hard. We're going to hit you right in the mouth. You know? That's just what they were going to do. They were going to let them know that we're not going to roll over and die just because we lost a coach. Sure, Coach Miles means everything in the world to this program, and I think everything he did is still a true testament to not only how good a coach he is, but how great of a person he is. And, you know, I have to think that when he saw that score out there, that he probably had a smile on his face like, you know, my guys are still doing it, and they are still his guys. Connor had a great statement about Coach Miles at the press conference. We'll get into that next week. But, hey, if you take nothing away from this, here today, take away that not only are these guys warriors, but be the best you can be. Find a reason to fight in life and keep fighting. And just give a crap about other people, even if they don't. I know I could probably phrase that a lot better, but it's kind of late in the day, so it's just probably what you're going to get. But, I mean, you know, if you learn nothing else either, it's Georgia State was backed into a corner, had two wins going into these last two games. A lot of people said there wasn't another win on the board for them. Well, they proved everybody wrong, and they didn't listen to other people. You got to know when to listen to people, when not to. Clearly, they didn't listen to these people because they said, we know what we're capable of, and how dare somebody like Georgia Southern come into our house and try to tell us what we're going to do with the furniture. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. I told you I'm going to tell you how to win the bye week, because a lot of people laugh when I say that, but there is a way to win the bye week. The few short things you need to do, course, that is everybody who is injured or dinged up gets healthier. You need to make sure nobody gets in trouble, nobody does anything dumb like get arrested or anything. I don't see this on anybody on this team here. Coach Miles and the rest of them have molded these young student-athletes into great, upstanding citizen young men. Don't have a problem there. And then the third thing, don't buy into the hype. I'm sure ESPN or somebody else or Bovada or one of these people online are going to set it at, you know, Idaho will be heavy favorites by 6, 8, 10 points. So what? So what? At one point, Appalachian State, a couple years ago, beat the heavily favored Michigan Wolverines in probably one of the biggest upsets in Division I college football history. Did they care about what the spread was? No. They went out there, they did their job, they gave a crap about the people beside them. They found a reason to fight and kept fighting. You know, it's these same things. You can apply them to life, you can apply them to football, you can apply them to your Madden game for all that matters. Your Halo team. Let's go on back into my childhood, saving the princess in the Mario Brothers world. Find a reason to fight. Keep fighting. Mario Brothers didn't give up. You shouldn't give up. So as we close here, what's the third thing? I was going to say something else, wasn't it? Oh, just want to give a shout-out. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Make sure you guys are safe, happy, healthy. Eat a lot of good food. Definitely don't overdo it. You know, don't get sick out of it. Be careful out there. Maybe we'll get some rain out here in the Georgia area. But at the end of the day, happy Thanksgiving for everybody here at Impact Media. And we'll see you guys next week. Go Panthers. And happy Thanksgiving.
Niggas wanna hate on us. Niggas be envious. I know why they hating on us. Cause it's so fabulous. I'ma be real on us. Nobody got nothing on us. Girls be all on us. From London back down to the U.S. We rockin' this contagious. Monkey business outrageous. Just confess your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh. G-E-F, that's right, we different. We definite. B-E-P, we reppin' it. So, turn me up. Turn me up.
These guys are warriors.